It's not like the school bus where you have to sit in the back to be cool. You can be cool in the front here. It's okay. Thank you for all coming here on Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas indeed. Even though it's raining outside, it's Christmas Eve. It's a special day. Stevens County Christmas, that's right. This was one of those magical days, especially as a kid, you know. You look forward to what's coming next, and you're so full of excitement because you don't know exactly what it is, but you know it's going to be good, whatever it is. And you're just filled with that anticipation and that excitement. And then it comes to that moment, and just right, just that little brief glimpse of I guess, pure joy, really, as a kid that I can go back to. And trying to find that that equivalent as an adult, it's a little different. In fact, it's very different in what you hold to be important and what you hold to be joyous and what you hold to be vital to life. And it's a good change. It's an important change to happen. But it's still cool to see it in your kids, I have to say. I still very, very much enjoy that. So anyway, we're going to sing a few songs, quite a few songs, actually. So I hope you guys are okay with that. We basically took the whole Christmas book and just flopped it on the music stand here. So that's what we're going to do. That's where we'll start. But first, we'll start with the word prayer. Lord, we just thank you for everyone here on Christmas Eve here, just in little old church and little old Stevens County and little old Eastern Washington, and just this little speck of dust in the universe, singing praises to you, Lord, worshiping you, and remembering the day of your birth, and just how that has changed everything, not just the course of humankind, but the very course of our own lives. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for the very purpose that you were brought here, sent here, that your son was brought by the humblest of means in a way that makes no sense to us here on earth. We wouldn't have done it this way, but you did. And it's all out of love for us. We thank you, Father, and we pray this in the name of our Savior, and even so, the little baby Jesus. Amen. All right. Judy, do you need a mic?
No?
Okay. All right, so, I don't know if we got the words for the songs? Is it God Rest You Merry Gentlemen? Is that the first one you got? How about you do that one? Because that's the one I got right here. You can turn me down too. I sound really loud.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day. To save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. From God our Heavenly Father a blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same. How in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
All right, how about the first Noel?
That was quick.
The first Noel, the angel. to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep.
About what child is this? Not that way. Here we go.
What child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping? This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son. Why lies he in such mean estate, while ox and ass are feeding? Good Christian, fear for sinners here, the silent word is pleading. Nail's spear shall pierce him through, the cross be borne for me, for you. Hail, hail the Word made flesh, the babe, the Son of Mary.
So bring him incense gold.
About joy to the world.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. Heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven and nature sing.
Can we capo that? Hello, can you caper?
Oh, does it need to go higher?
Yeah.
We can make it go higher.
Caper. What do you call it?
Capo.
Capo.
Actually, I just noticed it's two pages. All right.
Oh. That's better. Are we on?
Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ.
Okay,
where's words?
Repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. No more let sin and sorrows grow, no thorns infest the ground.
Oh.
He comes to make his blessings flow, far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove
the glories
of his righteousness,
and wonders of his love,
and wonders of his love, and wonders and wonders of his love.
Right, it came upon a midnight clear. We'll keep the capo with this, see if that works.
It came upon the midnight clear, that glorious song of old. From angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to men, from heaven's all-gracious King. The world in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels sing. Lord, whose forms are bending low, who toil along the climbing way with painful steps and slow. Look now for glad and golden hours come swiftly on the wing. Oh, rest beside the weary road and hear the angels sing. For lo, the days are hastening on by prophets seen of old. When with the ever-circling years shall come the time foretold. When the new heaven and earth shall own the Prince of Peace, their King. And all the world sent back the song which now the angels sing.
All right, Emmanuel Gurr.
Oh. His name is called Emmanuel. God with us, revealed in us. His name is called Emmanuel. God
I was getting a little tired. Well, even though the music didn't work out how Judy wanted it to, it actually worked out perfect because we just sang Emmanuel, and guess what? That is what our message is. Emmanuel, God with us. The cat's out of the bag. So if we look to Isaiah 7:14, 2,700 years ago, roughly, it says, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." And then 700 years later, the greatest fulfillment of prophecy that has ever taken place is covered in Matthew 1:23. And that says, "Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which is translated "God with us." And that was at the birth of Christ. So, in the Sunday service, we covered St. Nick in the Santa suit. We covered the wreath. And you did the wreath. And you did the manger. So that leaves me the Christmas tree. So, there's a lot of debate over the origin of the Christmas tree. So, we'll leave that part alone. But tonight we will just look at Martin Luther's, and that's Martin Luther the Reformer, not Martin Luther King. I keep wanting to say Martin Luther King when I was going over this. Martin Luther the Reformer. We'll look at Martin Luther's description of what the tree meant to him. Martin Luther was walking through the woods near his house one night. Snow had fallen on the branches of the trees, and they sparkled in the moonlight. He was so taken by their quiet, brilliant beauty. He said, "The little trees stood there bravely, keeping green while everything else around them went dry and drab and lifeless." He was referencing the autumn transitioning into winter when he said this, much like we see every year here in Stevens County. He was speaking of the evergreen trees, which are commonly used for Christmas trees. They are always green regardless of the season. So Luther cut down a tree, carried it home, and decorated it with candles. He explained to his children that the evergreen tree is green in the winter like our faith in Christ. It stays fresh even in a time of trouble. Our faith in Christ stays green even in sorrow. His comfort remains even in the midst of despair. If you think about it, in the beginning, the story of a wonderful Savior started with a tree. When God placed Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, he told them they could eat freely from every tree except one. They were forbidden to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, or they would die. When the serpent entered the garden, his first act was to make Adam and Eve question God. Did God really say you must not eat the fruit? His second act was to call God a liar. You won't die. His third was to insinuate that God was holding out on them. God knows that your eyes will be opened. You're missing out. When Adam and Eve listened to the serpent's lies and not only picked fruit from the forbidden tree, but ate the fruit, the whole earth shuddered. Everything changed. Suddenly, Adam and Eve felt shame and hid from God. We were cursed from that day on. In his mercy, God clothed them in the skins of animals and sent them out of the garden. If they had stayed, they could have eaten the fruit from the tree of life and lived forever, but forever broken, forever cursed. God loved them too much for that, and he loves you and I too much for that as well. So just as our desolation came from a tree, so also our redemption came on a tree. Christ, the spotless Lamb of God, was willing to become a curse in the eyes of God and humanity to bridge the great divide between a holy God and sinners such as you and me. It's hard to take in the weight of that kind of love. God describes himself in this way. In Hosea 14:8, he says, I am the one who answers your prayers and cares for you. I am like a tree that is always green. All your fruit comes from me. If you feel anxious or distraught this season, remember that the evergreen mercy of God is with you. Just as those trees captivated Martin Luther's heart and brought joy to his children by candlelight, you and I can remember as we gaze upon the trees this season that God is always with us. Emmanuel, God is with us. Jesus is not God with us temporarily, but eternally. God the Son, never ceasing for a moment to be divine, took on a fully human nature, virgin born, to walk among us and become God with us forever. Jesus tells us in Matthew 28:20, he says, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. When it was time for Jesus to return to the Father, he told his disciples, I will ask the Father and he will give you another helper to be with you forever. That's found in John 14:16. Jesus was speaking of the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Godhead, who would continue to bring the presence of God to dwell in the lives of believers. The Holy Spirit carries on the role of Jesus as teacher, revealer of truth, encourager, comforter, intercessor, and God with us, Emmanuel. And I'd like to read Psalm 139, 7 through 18. As it's probably one of the best passages in the Bible to reassure that God is always with us. So that's Psalm 139, 7 through 18. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall fall on me, even the night shall be light about me. Indeed, the darkness shall not hide from you. But the night shines as day. The darkness and the light are both alike to you. For you and you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance, being yet unformed. And in your book, they all were written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they would be more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with you. He is always around us, not only because he created all things and is all present and walks with us, but he indwells us through the Holy Spirit and is within us wherever we are. We have some more songs, I assume? Cool. Thank you for the opportunity to speak on Christmas Eve.